Hi, I'm Jill Chivers from Shop Your Wardrobe and 16 Style Types.
And I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style and 16 Style Types. We've been asked about skirts and dresses. Some people, especially now that pants are the everyday, you know, clothes of so many women, that sometimes skirts and dresses can feel a little bit dressy, a little bit, particularly if you live in a casual lifestyle, you're retired, you're a mum, you're just, you know, not having that same sort of formal business. And very often, particularly if you are an H or an H shape, where the straighter style is the style that's much more flattering, that can feel much more conservative.
Yeah.
It can feel more business.
Yeah.
And so we've been asked, how do you kind of get that balance with the, I want to wear a skirt or a dress, but it needs to still look casual.
Yeah. And I think the first thing is that skirts and dresses are optional. You don't have to wear a skirt or a dress. It's completely up to you. I've said this before, but it's worth repeating. I owned one casual dress and a few other formally things from, you know, God knows where they came from, until I met you and we started talking more about them. And it really, it was like a new idea. Wow, dresses.
Yeah.
And ever since then, I've steadily started collecting my dress collection. And I really love them. I think they're such a feminine item of clothing. And even though feminine as a dressing style isn't one that I'm especially drawn to, I just feel feminine wearing a dress. I just love the feeling of wearing a dress. And sometimes it's not practical. And so I think the choice is always yours, is the first thing to say about skirts and dresses. And if you don't feel good in them and you don't like them, then don't wear them.
But for many of us, if we don't have a great manufacturing standard body shape, they're often much easier to buy. The fit of pants, you know, that don't necessarily stretch makes things easier.
Yeah.
But otherwise, it can often be very hard to find pants that fit well.
Yeah.
So in many ways, skirts and dresses are so much easier to fit.
Yeah.
So that is one of their great benefits in my eyes. And you don't have to. They don't have to look like you're wearing your suit skirt.
They don't, and the two things that I have found, because I'm an H shape, and so that's sort of more structured, it looks like the skirt that belongs to a skirt suit, that shape tends to suit me better. Two things that I have found make it never look like I am wearing the skirt to a suit. One is colour.
Yes.
And the other is fabric. So, of course, the third would be leopard print. That kind of goes without saying now. It doesn't need to be saying. So I have a number of skirts that are in a colour, yellow. I've got a tealy green one. That makes a difference.
Yeah.
And then if I have them in a stretchy fabric. So I've got a couple of sort of pencil-y style skirts, or knitted ones that are straight up and down. They just literally look like a column of fabric that you step your legs into. There is no shape to it whatsoever. And in a stretchy fabric, that to me adds that casualness to it.
Yeah, so I've got quite a few you'll have seen on the blog that I've got like a bunch of, they're basically a scuba knit.
Right.
So it's a very informal fabric because it's got that lot of, you know, scuba diving, you know, swimwear. Yeah. I mean, it's a thick, stretched, you know, two-way stretch knit, and they're in patterns.
Yeah.
So I always have, you know, there's florals, and I've got a city skyline, and I've, you know.
She wears Melbourne, people. She has Melbourne skirt.
Yeah. And just all sorts of different patterns.
Yeah.
And I have got a leopard print one too, and but so just by having them in a pattern, and particularly coloured patterns.
Yeah.
They really take it away. They're just not the same sort of skirt you'd wear to the office.
Yeah.
And then of course it's what you put them with. Like, I'm not wearing them with my diamonds and pearls and
a structured blazer
so much. I'm usually putting them with some sort of tee or, you know, knit top
or the layering. You do that as
I might do some layering, and then, you know, to say if I'm going to put a scarf with it, it won't be a little kerchief.
Yes,
it'll be something kind of like more kind of long, cottony and soft and flowing.
Yes,
it's got a more casual feel. So it's also the accessories, you know, are more casual. So it might be wooden beads or a chunky kind of resin or something like that, rather than, you know, something small and delicate that feels more like the office might be, or more classic. yeah. sort of piece.
But the overall look is interesting and pulled together. And the brilliant thing about it is your version of interesting might not be wearing a Melbourne printed skirt. No. It might be dots or stripes yeah. or geometric Oops. Or paint splattered or it might just be a colour.
Or it could be unusual construction. I mean, that's yeah, one zippers of the, or you know, zippers. I've got some quite unusually constructed skirts too, which yeah. you just go, they're not from the classic suit.
Yeah. And I find that if I want to have sort of a more pulled together look, one of the easiest things for me is a jersey dress, a pair of wedge espadrille heels, yeah. and some, I always wear accessories, you know, necklace, earrings, you know, jewelry, yeah. that kind of stuff. And it immediately, even if I'm just going down to do the groceries, yeah. I feel just a little bit more pulled together. Yeah. And of course yeah. you can do the ballet flat yeah. or any of those kinds of things. You can go up and down yeah. the sort of formality scale yes. so easily.
Yeah. One of the other fabrics that's also will make a skirt feel more casual is when you get it in a marl. So marl is that kind of variegated, you know, knit, like cotton, you know.
I always think of it as sort of a sports
And it comes from sportswear. Fabric. It's that sports fabric. It's kind of that grey, slightly blotchy. But you can get it yeah. in all sorts of different colours. So I've got a yeah. blue one and I've got a grey one. And that always makes it feel, because we associate marl with sportswear, yeah. with athletic wear, active wear, that it's never going to feel as dressy. So it yeah. gives it that automatically, you know, more dress down feel. Even things like maxi skirts do. So there's yes. another option. So a maxi skirt is not really the office skirt as such.
No.
It says poolside glam. It says summer days. Mm. It says more casual on weekend. And so therefore too, that a maxi skirt is another option.
Yeah.
And it's actually really quite practical if you've got young kids and you need to get up and down off the floor, that it's, you know, it's as long as a pair of pants.
And I find maxi skirts are pretty transitional as well. Like in summer, they're a bit sort of floaty.
Yeah.
But in winter, you can wear full-length tights under them
yeah.
or knee-high boots. And so they work across the seasons. I've got a floor-length leopard print. You'll be shocked to hear. And I wear it all yeah. year round. It's absolutely fantastic. One thing I do notice about that, I think from a proportion perspective, I'm always aware of keeping my tops a bit shorter.
Yes. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can just look a bit swamped.
But yes. Mm. So, you know, there's always a proportional thing. It's a bit like trousers that the length of your top for a skirt can be slightly longer often than the length of the top.
Yeah.
When you've got a pair of trousers on sometimes, depending on your proportions.
Yeah.
But, you know, there's many ways that you don't have to wear skirts or dresses. This is not a, you know,
mandatory
thing. Yeah. But if you do want to go, well, I'm, you know, either pants are really hard to buy, or you just want that kind of convenient, you know, just interest and variety and all those things that having skirts in your wardrobe gives you, that there are many ways, particularly, like, when you've got the flary, the circle skirts, all those things always feel a bit more casual naturally. So if it's one of those body shapes, it's often easier to make it feel more casual. Versus when you've got the straight skirt, can just feel that little bit more uptight.
Yeah.
And so, but there are certainly lots of ways to have them not look really formal. I've got one that's got some kind of pull-up strings in it.
That navy one, yeah.
Yeah, and so it's just, sometimes I'd be looking for some interesting design element.
Yeah. And I would say, if you're interested in exploring this, just start your skirt and dress collection slowly and be guided by what you love. And sure, add in things about your colouring and your silhouette. You always want to make sure it's flattering. You want to give this experiment the best chance it can of succeeding. But, you know, decide on what you really love. And, you know, build your collection slowly and play around with it. It's so much fun. I just find there's something playful for me around skirts.
Yes.